Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we finished verses 6 through 8, and we just started an invitation. Hey, listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I find this an interesting passage, because a lot of these new translations either put that in brackets, through his blood, or they just leave it out. And as the others, is this 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and half of verse 8, those 24 words they leave out. They say, oh, it's not in the best manuscripts, it's not in the old manuscripts. And that's wrong. You know how many manuscripts this was not in? Two of their manuscripts, so it shouldn't be in the Bible, they say. Well, they've got corrupted manuscripts, and it left out the blood, so they think it's all right to leave out the blood in Colossians chapter 1 through 14. Yet they say that they left nothing out that was of importance. So I ask you, is redemption through his blood important? See, if they were thinking, they wouldn't say something so ignorant. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your conversation, received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. You can't buy it with silver and gold. It was purchased by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Revelation chapter 1, 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. My friend, money nor our work can buy our salvation. It took the blood of Jesus Christ. Ours is to humbly admit we're sinners that deserve to go to hell, but believing that his love, he died for us. His blood is not limited. The atonement was for all. But what keeps people from being saved is not believing it, not receiving it. Now, there are many more verses on the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for our salvation and to pay the penalty for our sin, to save us from the penalty of sin as well as for the power of sin over us. We don't do anything. We accept it by repentance and faith. Now, again, let me illustrate what I mean by repentance and faith. A doctor shows you your need for surgery. Maybe it's an MRI and some other things that he shows you. And he shows you everything, every problem, and you realize beyond any shadow of a doubt, yes, you need that surgery, and it needs it very soon, and things are very dangerous right now. Then he tells you the one that's going to do the surgery. And the one that's going to do the surgery, oh, what a great doctor he is. They show you the papers and his great abilities, and they tell you about what he's able to do. He's the best in the world at this surgery. You see it, and after all the mountain of evidence, you believe. And he says, okay, so you can see you need the surgery. Oh, yes, definitely need it. And you see this guy, oh, he's the best. Great. Now, let's set up your surgery for Thursday. No way. Wait a minute. You believe that he can do it? Oh, yeah. You think you need it? Yeah. Oh, why won't you take it? Well, I'm not sure. Or I don't want to trust him with my life. Oh, I got plenty of time. Whatever. Okay. Believing is almost like a stated fact. I believe this chair, if I sit in it, will hold me up. But it's not faith till I actually sit in it. Well, but it's more than a chair, because usually we know that chair and it's our favorite chair and we sit in and there's no problem. But this is faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ to save you. And just like with a surgeon, you've got to act on, okay, you see the need, I got to do something about it. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," in Romans 3:23. Now, my friend, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. Every one of us comes short of Him. None of us line up, not even close to Him. As we said, there are so many more verses on repentance and faith and the blood of Jesus Christ. But we need to see in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men in that He hath raised Him from the dead." So the command from God is in that Jesus paid your penalty on the cross, died and was buried and rose from the dead bodily. You call upon Him to save your soul. You give Him your heart and life. You trust your very being with Him. Jesus Christ, God in heaven, who humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the cross, shedding His blood for you. The Holy Spirit, occupied with giving the gospel to your heart as His word is preached. And then God preserving that word in heaven and on earth. Oh, my friend, you reject it. You're without excuse. Oh, why not come to Jesus today as your Lord and Savior? Why not receive Him? This passage should be in the Bibles. We've shown you many, many proofs. But my friend, the important thing is that you know Jesus Christ is your Savior. You know if you die today that heaven's your home, my friend. If not, believing that Jesus actually, when He was on the cross, paid for every sin you ever have or ever will commit by the shedding of His blood and dying, and then 3 days later bodily raising from the grave, you receive Him into your life as your Lord and Savior. In Romans 10:9 it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, Jesus, Lord speaks of His deity, He is God come in the flesh, Jesus of His humanity, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's God's promise, and God doesn't lie. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, will you right now, right where you are, ask the Lord to save you? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you did not mean it. But if you mean it, would you pray this prayer right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross for all my sin for all time and died for me. I believe that was the entire payment for all my sin. I believe 3 days later He rose up from the dead bodily. So I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, to my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer in a minute, would you write us and let us know? We want to be able to give you some things. Maybe just by going to our website, you can find our booklets on there, booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom and our announcer DJ, our website. Go to that website. Look for booklets in the left-hand column there by Dr. Andy Bloom. Click onto it and then go to the Building Blocks booklet. There's other booklets there that will be a help to the Christian as well. Now, before I go on, I just want to take a few moments here in this study to share with you on how the Lamp and Light radio ministry got started, because it's a very interesting story here. It was in the mid to late 1990s. I got in my car to drive to the hospital to make visits. I turned on a radio station, and Chuck Swindoll was the one who was teaching at that time, and he said, "I may have wine in my refrigerator. I will not tell you if I do or I do not, but I want you to know that I have the liberty to have it in there." Well, since I only heard that and not the entire sermon, I waited till the program was over. I wrote down their telephone number, and I called to get the tape of the entire sermon. Well, as it turns out, the entire sermon was even worse than I thought. And so I started to pray. But he had used Galatians chapter 5 to apply liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit, freed from the power of the flesh and the world. So I'm praying that God will just raise up some radio preachers that can show the other side of this. Now, I'm Andy Bloom. I'm a nobody. So I was just praying, God, please raise up good, true, fundamental Bible teaching preachers that would expose the error of such teaching as this while exalting the holy God and holy truth, that it would educate people in the Word of God, that is, to edify them in the truth. Well, the Lord laid on my heart to begin. I let him know that I'm not the one I was talking about, okay, when I was praying about raising up preachers. And I'm thinking more of long, big-name preachers with national and well-known preachers and doctor this and doctor that, not Andy Bloom. I wasn't a doctor. I wasn't even a nurse, you know. So I said, I can't do this. I'm not the guy. But God wouldn't let me alone. And this went on for about 2 years and just almost at a daily pace. So I finally started checking into it. I talked with Mr. Keith Davey, who was in charge of Bible Broadcasting Network, Dr. A.R. Horton with the Rejoice Broadcasting Network, and just said, what do you guys expect in a radio broadcast? And they gave me some ideas and some things about it that they like to see and what they look for. And so I checked on that. Then I started seeking to what will you need for recording and everything else for radio. Well, after I checked all of that out, it would cost about $15,000 to $20,000 to do all that. So I prayed and told God that I would do this, but I wanted him to show me that this is what he wanted me to do. I just wanted to be sure. And so I put two things out there. I said, Lord, now, to me, it doesn't matter, but a lot of people won't listen unless it says doctor. So I says, would you send me an honorary doctor? Just have somebody call me. I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm not going to put it out there that I want one. I just have someone award me an honorary doctorate. And then also, I asked him that would he supply the money for the equipment without me asking anybody about it. Now, let me add to this. I didn't even tell my wife that this is how I was praying. I told no one. Well, let me tell you how that worked out. We had a lady in our church who's with the Lord at this time, but her name was Betty Woods. And Betty came to me and says, Brother Andy, I just sold some property and Lord said give it to the church as I'm supposed to, but he laid it on my heart to give it to you and ask you to use it how God would have you to do it. Well, she gave me the check. I didn't think it'd be much. It turned out to be $93,000. We bought the equipment and some things too to make this even better. Then Pensacola Christian College, I was the first student ever that had graduated from there that they called and asked me to receive an honorary doctorate, the first one they had ever offered to one of their graduates. And then also two other colleges did the same thing, so I knew what God would have me to do. Well, God sent me some great people, Dr. Mark Hopper, Richard Vaught, so many others that are involved. We praise God for that. And I just wanted you to know what went behind the Lamp and Light radio ministry. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.